In today's episode, we have some super creepy deep woods encounters that you're way better off hearing than you are ever experiencing them. But before we get into the stories, did you know that 38% of Dreadheads, if given a superpower, would choose mind control? Now I'm going to use a little mind control myself and convince you to hit that subscribe button because I release strange and weird encounters every single day. I spent a summer on my own in a national park. I had never done anything like that before, but for some reason, it felt like the perfect thing to do at the time. I was in college, and I always loved the outdoors, so I decided to give it a try. After all, what could it hurt? I tent camped the entire summer, and I absolutely loved it. I spent a lot of time at various campgrounds, but then towards the end of the summer, I started camping in more remote places. Overall, I had nothing but good experiences, except for the one time that I had this crazy encounter. So it was mid-August, and I started hearing this music playing in the evening, and I couldn't tell where it was coming from. It sounded like it was above me. I camped in this valley, and there was a trailhead that led up to a lookout point. But the trailhead was about a half a mile from where I was staying. I didn't see many people there, and I never heard this music before. I couldn't make out what type of music it was. Maybe some kids were partying there, but I really wasn't sure, but I was curious. So I started hiking towards the trail to see if I could find where this music was coming from. As I got higher up, the music started getting louder, but it was way off the main trail in this heavily wooded area. So I go off the main trail, and I head towards the sound, and I eventually find this small opening in the woods. It looks like it's been trampled down a bit, and I could tell it was getting a lot of foot traffic. At this point, I could tell that it wasn't music playing, it was chanting, and it was noticeably louder. However, I couldn't make out what they were saying. I followed this path that was trampled down about another 20 yards, and I see this rattlesnake lying across the trail. I approached it very cautiously as I could tell it wasn't moving, and after looking at it, it was dead. About another few yards up the trail, there were three more snakes lying sideways perpendicular to the trail. Okay, now I'm thinking, what in the hell did I just stumble into? I hear chanting up ahead on this beaten down trail, so I continue to go towards it, but I'm approaching it very slowly. I could see that there's a clearing coming up, so I went off to the right where there was no trail to see if I could see anything. As I looked through the brush, I could see these people standing around. I think I just stumbled across some satanic worshiping service. I was a little freaked out, but I hid and I watched. There were a dozen people dressed in black robes performing rituals around a fire. They weren't all in the same place. There was a group of three of them standing off to the side, and they were chanting and holding these torches, like they were separate from the group. They kept switching places with one another, and they never looked up. They only ever looked down while chanting something, then standing where the other one was. It was the strangest thing. There was another one standing off to himself, and he would periodically look up at the sky, hold his hands up, and say something that I couldn't make out. Then he would stand there for another minute, so still, and then repeat this process over and over again. I saw this goat that was tied to a tree stump with this twine. The main group was all around a campfire, and they would stop chanting and all stare at the sky for several minutes, then begin chanting again as one of them grabbed an axe off of the ground, walked over, and beheaded the goat. God, it was terrible. There was so much blood everywhere. After that, they all lined up, and the head guy, who was standing off by himself, took his thumb, dipped it into the blood, and then marked each one of them on the forehead with the goat's blood. As soon as they got their markings, they put out the fire, and they left one by one until there was only two left. Both were women wearing white masks on their faces. I could tell that one was pregnant because her robe didn't cover her stomach area properly. She also wore sandals instead of black boots like everyone else did, so you could see her toes sticking out from underneath them. The other woman had long blonde hair down to her waist. She wore these dark sunglasses even though it was evening. When I arrived, it was somewhere around 7:30 or 8 o'clock. She walked over to where I was crouched down behind the bushes and looked straight above me for a minute without saying a word. Then she turned around and followed the other woman. After waiting another half hour, just in case anybody decided to come back, I hiked down the mountain and came to my campsite. I packed up all of my stuff and went to a nearby campground to spend the night. After getting set up, I was talking to a few other campers about what I had seen, and they were completely freaked out. I didn't sleep much that night, and I never camped other than a designated camp area for the remainder of the summer, which thankfully was only another 2 weeks. I wasn't sure what they were doing out there, but it was by far the craziest thing I've ever seen. They were pretty off the beaten path. I had no idea what to make of it all. It was something out of a horror movie. I was half expecting them to be sacrificing people instead of animals. I ended up reporting what I saw to a park ranger the next day. I was able to follow up with him a few days later, and he said that he found the place where they were having these rituals. Apparently, this wasn't the only cult-like occurrence that had taken place at the park that summer. Now, this happened 4 years ago, and I don't go solo camping anymore since I got married. But the wife and I do go camping. However, we got a little travel trailer now, and we only go in the designated areas. She still gets a little freaked out whenever I tell that story to friends around the campfire. This happened when I was in high school, about 5 years ago. My best friend was telling me about this old limestone quarry that was out in the middle of the woods. His uncle used to work there, and he would tell him these freaky things that would happen there, like ghost stories. Apparently, the mine started in the early 60s, and quite a few people have died there over the years. He would tell him that some of the heavy machine operators would see people who would get in the way while they're working, and when they would get out of their machine to go tell them to move, they wouldn't be there. It's been shut down since the early 2000s. It's way out in the middle of the woods, and it sounded interesting and worth exploring, so he decided to head out there. We drove back this long gravel road for a few miles and got to a gate. We had to jump the gate because they fenced in the lot all around the mine. We walked for what felt like a long time until we got to this cliff. And then as you look down, maybe 20 or 30 yards down, we see this man with a long black coat just standing there by this big rock. We thought it was weird he was just standing there at this rock. We watched him for a while and we took some pictures because this was so freaking weird. We didn't see any cars by the gate, so how in the hell did this guy get here? We're at least 2 miles from the nearest road and it's a back road. This guy pulls out this little bag and starts sprinkling something all over this rock. We couldn't see what it was from where we were. Then he starts saying something. But we're too far away, so we can't make out what in the hell he's saying. After watching him for a while, we decided to walk around and down to where he's at. We had to walk away from him and make this big turn in order to get down there. It was either that, or we would fall down this cliff of all these loose rocks. Thinking back, it might have been stupid to walk down there, because we have no idea if this guy's carrying a weapon, or if he's even sane. But we decided to walk down anyways. So as we turn the corner, we look to where he's standing at the rock, and he's nowhere to be found. Completely vanished. Now there is really nowhere for him to go and hide, and we checked all around the area. Unless this guy was an Olympic sprinter, there is no way he could have left that fast. My friend and I were shocked. "Did we just see a ghost?" my friend said. I honestly don't know what to believe. There was no way he could have left that fast. But there's also no way that we just saw a ghost. I don't know. It still puzzles me every time I think about it. But that's the most supernatural thing that I've witnessed. In 2016, I was camping in the woods on my friend's property. It's actually his parents' house, and this was after my freshman year in college. His dad owned around 20 acres of land, and it was mostly wooded, and there was a pond about a quarter mile from his house. It was a full moon that night, and we decided to sleep under the stars in a tent by his pond. We had been drinking that night, but only a few beers when this happened. The time was around 11 p.m. when I decided I needed to take a leak behind some trees near the pond. And as soon as I stood up, something caught my eye in the tree line across from me at the edge of the woods. By his pond, there's a small dirt road with trees lining it on each side. And in one of those trees, I saw what looked like an ape-like creature looking straight at me from 60 yards away through the darkness. At first, my mind refused to believe what I was seeing, and I tried to dismiss it as just being a particularly large shadow cast by the moonlight. But after staring for several seconds, I realized this thing was actually moving slightly while staying perfectly still otherwise. Its head tilted up and down slightly while its eyes seemed to stare right into mine, although they might have been reflecting light. It stayed there for maybe about 30 seconds before it turned sideways to reveal its profile, and then it ran off incredibly fast across the woods from where it had been standing. It covered ground faster than any human could possibly run, leaving me completely dumbfounded. It took all of my strength not to scream out loud, because at that moment, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that whatever I had seen had meant me harm if given half a chance. After regaining my composure somewhat, I ran back over to where my friend was lying on the ground. He had witnessed everything from where he laid. Asking him if he had seen what I had seen, thinking perhaps I was having some kind of delusion, he told me exactly what had happened, but he couldn't really explain what it was other than something big and hairy and running really fast. Even after talking about it later that night, neither one of us could come up with any reasonable explanation for what we had seen other than some sort of large creature, which only makes things more terrifying because there's nothing like that where we live. This happened in 1993 when I went camping with a friend at the end of September. We went to a campground in the Adirondacks and then set up our tents on a small hillside near a stream. It was late in the afternoon when we arrived, so we decided to wait until morning before exploring the woods. The next day, we woke up early and headed out into the forest with our camping gear. We were looking for a good place to build a fire when my friend suddenly stopped walking and said he heard something strange in the distance. I listened closely but couldn't hear anything unusual, so I told him it must be your imagination. He insisted that he heard something, though, so we decided to keep an eye out as we hiked deeper into the woods. We found a nice spot for our fire and started collecting firewood from nearby trees. My friend kept glancing around while I worked, but I still didn't hear anything unusual except for some birds chirping and the stream flowing nearby. After we had our fire going, I decided to take a walk by myself and collect more firewood for later. My friend was still nervous about something, though, so I took my knife with me as I left the campsite. It was early in the afternoon when I started walking through the woods, collecting branches and dead trees along the way. I was walking for about 10 minutes without hearing anything unusual when all of a sudden I stop in my tracks. I hear this loud cracking sound coming from somewhere ahead of me. It sounded like two large tree limbs snapping at once, except that it was much louder than any branch could make. Whatever was making that noise must have been huge. I stood there frozen for several seconds before deciding to turn around and head back to camp. As I turn around, though, I see movement out of the corner of my eye on the hillside above me. And when I look over, I see this huge creature moving slowly through the trees. It was walking on two legs and had this very muscular body covered in dark brown fur. Its arms were long and it was holding something in its hands, but I couldn't make out what it was from where I stood. The creature seemed to be searching for something as it was moving along the hillside, stopping every few seconds and glancing around. I stood there watching it for a while, just completely frozen with fear, because I knew that if I ran, it would see me and come after me. So I decided to stay perfectly still instead. It was only a few hundred feet away from me when I first saw it, but it moved further away as time passed. After a few minutes had passed, the creature disappeared behind some trees on the hillside. I waited there for a while longer before deciding to head back to camp. When I got there, my friend asked me where I'd been, and he told me that he heard something moving around us while I was gone. He said he didn't see anything, though. I never saw the face of that thing, but I'm convinced it was a Sasquatch. It had the same body type as the creature I saw, and there's no other animal that can make those kind of noises.